save me. I was so scared. Just hold me for a minute. Thank you. But, wait, how did you get here? I'm sure this place was full of guards and assassins. Are you sure we're not still in danger? You killed them? All of them? How's that even possible? You were hurt before you even got here. And since when can you do these things? I don't think I've ever seen you use magic to hurt people before. I don't think I've seen you that angry before, not even close. When you entered this room, your hands were shaking and your eyes looked like you were burning the world down if something had happened to me. I know you'll always be here for me. You don't even need to say that after what you've just done now. But please, can we get out of this place? It's starting to make me really uneasy. I can explain what happened a little later. I just really need a warm bed now. We need to find the stone first, though. This can't be all for nothing. Oh, you already found it too? Thank God. Can we go now, please? All right, I'll hold your hand. I can finally lay down and... No, I'm not hurt. Don't worry. It was all very scary, but I know I'm safe now. I'm here with you, my love. Actually, I should tell you what happened. Come here, my love, and lie on top of me. You know how I've always been a little paranoid before, always looking over my shoulder, expecting trouble everywhere. Well, I had my reasons for it. But after we were done with the dragon, I think the prospect of living a peaceful life with you and not having to worry about anything else blinded me. It was very foolish of me to go alone with something of so much value in my hands. When I was getting somewhere near the city, I was ambushed by a large group of thieves. I'm pretty sure I could have broke those weaklings' necks with my bare hands, but they were using magic. There wasn't much I could do about it. When I woke up, I was already restrained before I even knew what had happened. They weren't lowly thugs, either. Apparently, the dragon didn't find that stone randomly lying around somewhere. It used to belong to Xanthar's guild before he took it, and now they wanted it back. You know about my past before I became a hero. I know how these things work. If I told them I didn't know anything about the stone and just found it on the dragon's hoard, they would kill me on the spot to get rid of any possible evidence. So I had to pretend I was working for another guild. This way they would at least want me for information. It really wouldn't solve my problem, but at least it would buy time. I did this because I never stopped believing you would come for me. Somehow I knew you were desperately looking for a way to find me, and I was right. People say wizards arrive exactly when they need to. And that's what you've done, my love. You saved me, my hero. I love you. You know, death was never something that scared me before. I just saw it as an eventual consequence of what I do. But now, I don't think I've ever been so scared of getting hurt or dying like I was today. And I know exactly the reason for that, my love. I never really had anything to live for in the past. But now I do have something. Or, better saying, someone. Thank you so much for saving me, for showing me what truly loving and caring about someone means, for everything. It's even a little funny. I'm so much bigger than you, but you make me feel so safe when you're on top of me, with your arms around me and your face so close. and I know I might not look or sound or act like one, but I can be your princess too. Are you sure you didn't put some kind of charm spell on your lips? When you start kissing me like this, I can't even try to resist. Also, alright, I have to admit it. Since I've known you, you've always been so calm and gentle, always avoiding violence. I even got mad at you for this sometimes. Because of this, seeing the way you got so angry when you found out what happened to me, knowing I'm the reason for that, and that I'm your weakness, was so romantic and so sexy. My hero. I think it's time for you to claim your reward for saving your damsel. Did you really just use the last bit of magic you had to take our clothes off? Wow. I'm glad you want me so much, my love. I really want you to. Every time you get close like this and start touching me, I still feel as many butterflies as I did our first night together. Oh, you always go for my breast before everything else, don't you? Every single time. I guess it's only fair. They're yours. I'm all yours, my little wizard. I love how soft your hands are. Even when you're squeezing my breasts like you are. Right now. You're always so loving and gentle. Oh, if you keep kissing my neck too, I'll melt into a puddle. Go down on me. Sure, you can do it, but this night was supposed to be about you and about what you want. Well, if what you want is to please me, my love, I could never refuse it. Here, I'll spread my legs for you. Play with my body however you want. Oh, yes. Oh, your tongue feels so good. You barely started. I'm already squirming. Keep going. Keep licking my lips, please. Oh, and rub my thighs, yes. Bury your face in my pussy. Oh, damn, you're driving me crazy. Fuck yes. Just a little faster. Please, please lick my clit. I need it. I need it so bad. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, just like that. You're putting your fingers inside me, too. No, it's too much. Oh, it's too much. That's. Please don't stop. It feels so fucking good. Yes, put another finger in. Yes. Let me hold your hair. Yes. Yes, I can't hold back anymore. I'm gonna come all over your face, my love. Please, just a little more. Just a little faster. Yes. Wow, I didn't know you were so good at this. I'm such a mess right now, and you look so cute blushing like this with your face all wet. Hey, come here on top of me again. We're not done yet, are we? I wouldn't just leave you hard like this, and I need you inside of me. I need it so bad. There, my legs are already spread open again. I'm so soaked. Just put it all the way in. Oh. Oh, fuck yes, you can start moving already. And just make love to me, honey. I need you. I don't think I'll last too long this time. My body is so sensitive already. Oh, and the thought of you inside of me and releasing yourself. It already has me worked up, ready to feed her bitch. And keep going. Go harder. And I'll wrap my legs around you, okay? I want to feel you as close to me as I can. I think my legs are long enough to wrap around you twice. Oh, I know it doesn't matter, my love. Just kiss me and keep doing this. Yes, fuck me. You're going so deep. I hope I'm not hurting you with my thighs pressing you against me, squeezing you. I can't hold myself back, my love. I love you so much. Please come inside of me. Please fill me up with your cum. Let's come together. Yes. Oh, let me grip you tight. Let our chests press together. And blow your load inside of me, my little wizard. Fuck, yes. Unsend, fuck, make me come. Make me come, fuck me harder. Happier than I ever thought I would be. I love you. I was just thinking to myself here, my love. Unfortunately, I don't think we'll ever be safe in this place. No, I don't mean in this town or near Waterdeep. I mean in this entire region of Faerun. We already had a lot of enemies before, but now we also have an entire guild of thieves after us, and they have eyes everywhere. If we really want to live our dream, I think we need to go north. Way north. It's gonna take months to get there. We'll have to be very low profile and still find somewhere to sell this thing along the way. It's not going to be easy by any means, but are you willing to do that for me? For us? I'm glad you are, my little wizard. For now, let's enjoy the last moments of comfort and warmth we'll have for a pretty long time. Tomorrow morning, we'll have to depart and leave everything behind. But it'll be worth it in the end. I know it will. I love you so much.